Look, man, sometimes you need a productive THC to help you stay creative, focused, and or energized, all right? That's why I F with Mood. Mood is known for their federally legal THC, and now they're adding their most potent product yet to the lineup, okay? I'm talking about hemp-based THCA flower, the future of legal THC. Try it along with all of Mood's other amazing offerings like flower, gummies, vapes, and more. And check this out. We got a special treat just for y'all, okay? Try Mood's new THCA flower today for a limited time only. Get 20% off your first order and a free THCA pre-roll. Just go to hellomood.com and use promo code DUDES. That's hello, M-O-O-D.com, code DUDES for 20% off your order and a free THCA pre-roll. Ever since humans discovered the magic of cannabis, one question has always remained. Why is this smoke so damn hot? Enter Freeze Pipe, makers of the coldest glass pieces that eliminate harsh smoke, throat burning, and coughing attacks, all right? Whether you're into pipes, bubblers, bongs, even dab rings and joints, there's a Freeze Pipe to match your style. Traditional pieces just use water filtration for smooth hits, but with Freeze Pipe, you get water filtration and their market-leading freezable glycerin chambers that cool smoke by over 300 degrees. Wow. Simply pop one of these glycerin chambers in the freezer for 1 hour, and as smoke passes through, it's instantly chilled for a relaxing experience without the afterburn or coughing, all right? Shop the smoothest pipes, bubblers, bungs, and more at thefreezepipe.com and use code DUDES for 10% off your entire order. That's thefreezepipe.com and code DUDES for 10% off. American-owned, priced affordably with free domestic shipping. Order today and start fighting fire with ice.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Dudes behind the foods. Yo, it's the dudes behind the foods. Dudes behind the foods. Yeah, it's the dudes behind the foods.
That's actually really fucking good.
Let's get it.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised, on the playground is where I spend most of my days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool, and I'll shoot some b-ball outside of the school. And a couple of guys, they were up to no good, started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight, my mom got scared. She said, "You're moving with your auntie and uncle over there."
I whistled for a cab, and when it came near, the license plate was fresh, and it had dice in the mirror. If anything, I could say, "This cab, well, I thought not
forget your home to Bel Air."
Ding, 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 ding. I pulled up to the house, but I was having a raid, and I yelled to the cabbie,
"Your home, smell you later."
Looked at my kingdom, I was finally there to sit on my throne.
That's the Prince of Bel-Air.
That's a show from the 90s. It's called The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
That was Will Smith before Jada Pinkett ruined his life.
Before he became an Instagram influencer. And
yes. I always say, like, the funniest thing is when that whole thing happened. And then people are, "Why are you all up in their business?" It's like, we weren't. she keeps putting their business out. Dude.
And I'll tell you this, bro. Like, there are a few things that live in my mind constantly. And every once in a while, I'll be like editing a vlog, chilling, like 1 a.m. I'll be like, "I can't believe Will Smith slapped Chris Brown, Chris Rock."
Chris Brown would have swung back.
Or, I don't know if you remember, do you remember when Miguel, the singer, did a leg drop on that girl? That shit stays on my brain like my favorite song, dog.
That shit was wild. I heard that girl got fucked up. I heard she had to go to the hospital.
Maybe she just said that so she could sue.
This whole WWE fucking leg dropped on her ass, dog. That shit was so fucking funny.
Bruh, I remember watching that shit live, fucking enjoying Miguel, chilling. And I was like, "Oh, shit." Rewinded it like 10 times. I was like, "Did he just fucking leg drop a girl's head?"
No, this was like around the same time Akon fucking lifted a guy above his head and threw him off the stage. Dog, it was such a wild time of artists fighting back, and that shit would kill me. I can't believe Akon threw somebody off a stage like he was a paperweight. Just,
you see what Madonna did recently?
No.
So she's on tour, you know, with her old ass, with her old iconic ass. But she was on tour and she was like, looked at one person in the audience and was like, what's up? What's up with you? Why aren't you standing up? Get up. No, you're not dancing. And then she realized they were in a wheelchair.
Oh, my.
And she was like, oh, no, you're, oh, okay, well, okay, that's not politically correct. Okay, well, all right. It's kind of awkward.
Oh, no. I hate it when those things happen, dude. There's a stand-up comic. You know the guy who plays Deadpool's best friend? That comic, what's his name?
He's doing
a stand-up
show.
Dude
at the bar, yeah, yeah. I do know his name. It's initials, TJ something.
Okay, perfect. So he's doing a show, and there's a guy wearing cargo pants in the front. Mm-hmm. And he's like, what's with all the cargo pants? What are you carrying with you, right? The dude has, like, Down syndrome. And then he starts talking and explaining. He goes, and I am not going to make fun of him.
Oh, yes, I have seen that clip.
It was so good.
Yes.
And I was like, dude, that's a good way to turn that around. Mm-hmm. But, you know, things like that happen. Dude, my buddy Ed, this fool, there was a dude at a Thai restaurant, actually, and he came in and this guy was, like, kind of being rude, like, making the waitress, like, pour all of his stuff, get his sauces for him and all this other shit. Mm. So my buddy Ed starts, like, talking shit. He's like, fuck this guy, dude. He's being super disrespectful to this Asian waitress. This motherfucker was blind. No, this dude was fucking blind, dude.
Bro.
I was like, come on. I can't believe that fucking happened, dude.
Okay, it's happened to me, and I've never told this story. Luckily, it wasn't at a show or anything like that. I was with Rick at a Stater Brothers parking lot. And there was an employee walking the carts back. I'm like, this fool is limping real hard. He thinks he's a G or what? And his one leg was longer than the other leg is what I realized. And I was like, shit.
You gotta be careful out here, man. You just never fucking know, dude.
I feel terrible.
I would feel so bad too, man. I can't even believe when those things happen. Like, what do you do? You just gotta fucking just. Yeah. Oh, I'm so fucking sorry. There's a guy who did a prank where he's like staring at a dude. He's like, buddy. And the guy goes, he's like, what the fuck? It's like in Spanish, I think. And he goes, what are you looking at? And he starts shoving the dude. And the guy puts out his stick.
Oh.
He goes, I'm so sorry. He starts hugging him. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
That had to be. It was all a bit, right? It's all planned, right?
But it's so fucking funny, though. That's a good prank right there, man.
I saw this. You know, you get the prank shit is very oversaturated, right? But every once in a while, you come across one where it's like, oh, this is so good. And there's a TikTok reel I saw where this guy, like, he does this thing where he tells people a fake joke and he sees if they laugh to pretend like they get it, right? So it was some shit he's like, you know, oh, why did the bear go to the bar? And he goes, and the dude, he's like at a Best Buy or something. And the guy's like, I don't know. He's like, because the avalanche slides. And the guy's like, and the guy's like, you get it? The guy's like, yeah, yeah. He's like, explain it. And
oh, no.
And the dude's like, you know, it's like the avalanche.
Oh, no. Is, no, that's so.
He's like, the avalanche slide. And then eventually, like, after like a long ass awkward, like 20 seconds, he's like, nah, actually, I don't get it. And it makes me laugh, bro. No,
you know why that's so funny? Because literally, I would say, 80% of people probably do that, right?
For sure.
Because you're just trying to not make the person feel bad too. So you either kind of laugh with them or you just go along because you don't want to sound like you don't get it.
Exactly. This is so funny because I used to read this random book. It was like just like little fun things you could do with people when I was a little kid. And so I brought it to school one day and I did this thing where it was like, go up to your homie, make up a stupid joke and see if they laugh, right? So this had to be like third grade. And I got a couple other homies. I'm like, yo, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to make up a joke and we're all going to laugh and we're going to see if Johnny laughs, right? So I'd be like, okay, yeah, yeah. So two cats are sitting at a table. One says, pass the salt. The other one says, what am I, a butterfly? And everyone starts laughing. And then we look at the fourth homie and the fourth homie's like, yeah.
Oh, fuck shit.
Also, by the way, guys, April 1st, these are available. April 1st, Tim Plushie, David Plushies.
I'm famous too.
I'm famous too is what David says. Mine says I'm off cheese. You know, I actually, oh, guys, insider info. So I'm doing this with the company Makeship. And years ago, though, a different company hit up me and David to do dolls. And I was like, can we put little speaker boxes in them? And they're like, yeah. And we actually recorded audio that you could squeeze and have our voices come out. That company actually, like, we didn't end up doing the shit. But we have some fucking audio, man, recorded of, like, me and David, you know. I had that fool singing, saying I'm famous too, fucking singing all by myself. Mm-hmm. Fucking random-ass references, like, from the at-home send foods were like your parents saying aluminum foil.
Oh, yeah, aluminum foil. That's the OG shit right there, dude.
David, so I have a, I posted one of my favorite snacks one time on IG, and I sent it to you, and I was like, have you ever had this, these Mexican chips? You said no. And this was a chip that I had never had until I went to Paramount High, and the Mexican homies put me on, and I brought some for you.
Oh.
Okay. I also ordered some Taco Bell, but while we wait for the Taco Bell, new items, I want you to try these chips because they're great.
Bring it over, dude. I want to see it. Yes, I've never had those.
These are called Sabritones, okay?
Ooh.
And they are delicious. They're muy delicioso. Pero they will...
Picante.
Picante también, pero they will also tear up your palate if you eat enough of these. They will make you go, ah, fuck, this hurts if you...
That's like what Takis do to me.
These, so good. I fucking love these, all right? This is like after school shit. If I wasn't having Flaming Hot Cheetos, I was buying the fucking Sabritones, my guy. So, I love it. That's my shit, dog. Try it out for size.
Chiles?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It'll make you do that.
I'll tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
If you were eating this since you were a kid, you're probably dead now. There's so much salt and seasoning on this.
Mm-hmm.
This is like what I call a hood snack.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, hood snacks are always, I would say, this overly seasoned.
Mm.
And this is like the type of shit that you eat with, like, a beer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, when you're a little kid. Yeah. Oh, and mira, imagine with, like, dipping in some guacamole. And it's funny that you say beer because... You know, for the last episode, I brought us some micheladas, right, for that breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And I seen some other shit. I was like, I want to try that shit, right? I know you're already red from that michelada because you fucking drank it all.
I have a problem with portioning.
But check this out. Modelo and the flavor, dog. These are cheladas as well, pero it's mango y chile. And I just wanted to try all the... sabores, porque this is piña picante. Y one more, this fucking stuck out because I really love it. Y sandía picante.
Oh,
watermelon.
Ah! I want to try the mango and chile.
I brought us cups so we can try it all, dog.
Oh. El Capo.
El Capo. Her couples were double des.
Double des. ABC de. Oh, ASMR. Right.
Oh.
Whoa.
Oh, brother.
Ooh, extra foam on mine. Oh, the mango smell is coming through on this.
Smell this watermelon, my guy.
Oh.
Smell this shit, dog.
Smell this shit here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Wow, that's great.
Modelo, please sponsor us.
Modelo, sponsor us, por
Especial
favor.
Especial mango en chile.
Gelada, sandía picante.
Híjole de la chingada.
Padre nuestro, que estás en el cielo.
I have to learn new Spanish words.
Sí, I always say the same words all the time.
I have to do it over and over again.
Huevos.
Joto.
Chichis.
Nalgas.
Culo.
Cheers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, tasty.
Super tasty.
Tasty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, brother.
Are you a watermelon fan? Because some people fuck with watermelon. I fuck with my watermelon real hard. And other people, you know, could do without.
No. Summer is coming up. Mm-hmm. I will be eating so much fucking watermelon. It's unreal.
Hell yeah.
I get a big ass one and I chop it all up and I put it in a spoon and then just fucking eat it all day. It is delicious.
Oh yeah, brother. Now you're talking my language, brother. Now you're talking my language. You know what the fuck is going on. Exactly, brother. I love a cold half of a watermelon out the fridge with a spoon, dog.
It is so fucking delicious. It's also a really good snack for people who are trying to lose weight. It's a lot of water, good hydration, fan-tiddly-tastic.
Mm-hmm. With the tahini on that shit?
Mm-hmm. Mexican people sure know how to make healthy things unhealthy. That's like their thing, dude. It's like, is that healthy? Well, let me fix that.
Tahini's not healthy?
A lot of salt, dude. Mm. Shit ton of salt, man. A lot of MSG salt, all that shit. Which, look, salt's not bad for you, but, you know, we just be having too much of it, that's all.
Mm. Man, it's like, and I've said this before, man, it's like,
damn, this is good.
I thought I was, you know, the first time I really started gaining weight in my life was when I got some money. And your boy thought that if I was eating at nice restaurants with quality ingredients, it was healthy.
They use so much butter in restaurants.
So much butter. I didn't even think about that, brother. Just so much butter, so many just creamy, fatty ingredients in them sauces. Them sauces are the killers, bro.
Yes.
Like, you don't realize how much
is Béarnaise, delicious.
Woo.
Hollandaise, all butter-based sauces, dude. Fucking fantastic.
There was this old video on MTV of Ja Rule learning how they made ranch. And he was like, he was in the back of a restaurant as they were making a huge batch of ranch, and it was just eggs and like grease. And he was like, that's ranch. It's just, no, it was mayonnaise. He was like, mayonnaise in them, but eggs and grease? Yeah. He's like, oh shit, they're just mixing up a bunch of eggs and grease. And me too, as a little kid, I was like, oh shit, I love mayonnaise, you know?
If you guys run out of mayo in the house, it's literally just whole eggs and some kind of neutral cooking oil. And that's it. And then you just have, like, you can add a little mustard into it that'll emulsify it a little better. So if you run out of a mayo, it's just eggs and fucking oil. You can make it right at your house. That's what aioli is. Yeah, once you see how it's made, it makes you kind of like, interesting. Yeah. But it's so fucking delicious.
Bro, I put chia onto Kewpie mayo because we just got, like, some from Costco. I was like, oh, babe, Kewpie mayo, fire.
So good.
Next level mayo, right? And she tasted it. She was like, oh my God, this is so good. And then she read like the calorie content and she was like, oh my God, no more for me.
It's straight up fucking dense ass mayo.
Yeah. She was like, I can't believe it's this much, this many calories. She's like, I have been like shoveling this shit onto my like whatever. And she's like, no more for me, babe. I'm like, well, suit yourself, Toots.
Yeah, because Toots.
I'm going in. We'll be right back.
Dudes Behind the Foods listeners, this podcast is brought to you by Mood. Ooh, guess what? Introducing THCA flower, Mood's latest and most potent breakthrough in the world of legal cannabis. As THCA converts into THC when you heat it, you get access to the classic marijuana high. And Mood has 10 high-inducing strains, the most potent they've ever offered. Mood puts an end to guessing games with federally legal forms of THC extracted from hemp plants. All their products are regularly tested in third-party labs, sourced from small family farms, and pesticide-free. And guess what? What I like about them the most is the fact that, look, I smoke on occasion, right? So I don't know all these, like, weird names. We're like, hey, man, you got that purple bubble butt dingleberry kush. I don't know what that means. The difference between, like, when you go on the website, for somebody like me who casually smokes, helps me figure out what I need based on how they describe their products. And I love it.
my friends. It is the best. Guess what? Something for every mood. So tested and tailored by in-house experts, different strains for specific moods, from euphoric to energized, creative to chill, and plenty of versatile products that go with whatever mood you're going for. And that's exactly what I was just saying earlier. So try Mood's new THC flower today for a limited time only. Get 20% off your first order and free THC pre-roll. Just go to hellomood.com and use promo code DUDES. That's hello, MOOD.com, code DUDES for 20% off your order and a free THC pre-roll. Dudes behind the foods, listeners, ever experienced the agony of harsh smoke, throat burning, or coughing attacks when smoking cannabis? The struggle is real, but the solution is Chili. That's right, I'm talking about the smoothest way to light up, and that's with Freeze Pipe, baby. They sent me a bunch of stuff, and listen, dude, I've actually never used a bong before, and when I finally use it, I freaking understand why people use bongs. And let me tell you something, that cooled glycerin chamber, when you bring it all the way up into your lungs, it gets you high faster, and I don't cough. Sometimes, like, the problem with joints when you smoke them is that it gets really harsh in your throat and you start coughing and you can't control your high. Well, this one is freaking amazing. They have different ones. They got the big bong. They got this other one that you could actually attach your joint to and you could see the smoke go through the glycerin chamber. Freaking cool. Thank you so much. I love it all the time, my friends. American owned and with over 10,000 happy customers, Freeze Pipe uses the thickest glass and market-leading glycerin chambers for a smoother experience. You have to feel to believe, my friends. Shop the smoothest pipes, bubblers, bongs, and more at thefreezepipe.com and use code DUDES for 10% off your entire order. That's thefreezepipe.com and code DUDES for 10% off. American owned, priced affordably with free domestic shipping. Order today and start fighting fire with ice.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
And we're back. David, so
just a little mid-episode advertisement. Y'all can get these little David and Tim plushie dolls. Link in the description. If you buy them both, it's a 15% off discount, 12%, 15%, some shit like that.
And you have to buy both.
There's How can you not?
How can you only have one and not the other? Because you could stitch our hands together where we're facing opposite directions and we spin together like this.
They can literally hold hands. It's lit.
It's fucking cute as shit.
David, so I ordered us some Taco Bell porque Taco Bell has some new menu items. And
the real Mexican food. Taco y Bella.
Yes, look, if you enjoy authentic Chinese food like Panda Express, and you will enjoy some authentic Mexican Taco Bell, all right?
Y Taco Bell, por favor.
Now, look, they got some new menu items I've been wanting to try, specifically this one right here. Let me see if I can find it.
Oh! Oh-ho!
Here you go. There's that. I even forgot what it's called, dog.
What the fuck is this?
I'll tell you right now. New Taco Bell items. It is called the, where the fuck is it? It looks like an empanada or like a little fucking, oh, here we go. It's called the, someone just tell me what it's called. I literally cheesy chicken crispinada. Oh, so it is a play on an empanada. All right. So, you know, I'm going to have a little flavor because, you know, here's the thing. I'm off cheese currently. But we have a couple dips here. I do believe this is a spicy ranch and also a jalapeno ranch as well situation.
Let me get that.
Yeah. Let's get it.
Boom.
I'm very excited about this. Look, I fuck with Taco Bell all day, the long way. And,
wow.
Get a look. Wow. Oh. Whole? Yes? I mean, crispity, crunchity.
Hey, I'm not mad at that.
Look.
Yo.
Taco Bell it tastes like Taco Bell, but it tastes so good.
It's just that next level crunchy deep friedness.
And it's like a very specific whatever sauce they have with their chicken and their cheese. Like, it's like, ooh, this is Taco Bell. But it's like, this shit right here.
I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
I don't think I need the ranch.
Solid. Fucking solid. Let me get some of that.
Late night. I'm drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And I want something good that'll fill my soul and up my pant size. This right here.
Hey. That's a winner right there.
Hey, Taco Bell, good job.
Wow. Great. I'm gonna try this. Let me try some of that mango. That's a banger right there, Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah.
David, so what fast food would you say you ate the most of growing up?
Burger King.
Yeah?
Parents never got me McDonald's. They never got anything else. But Korean people always love Burger King.
What?
The charbroiled burgers and the chicken sandwich.
Interesting.
I don't know if you're Korean out there, tell me that your parents didn't get you fucking Burger King all the time and never McDonald's.
Weird.
I don't know why.
Oh, you don't know?
I don't know. But everybody did that. But we never ate a lot of fast food growing up. Mm-hmm. Because my mom would always cook. And also going out to eat is very expensive. So I would always like envy other kids who got to eat pizza and burgers all the time. But I will tell you this. The moment I went to college and I could order the food that I want, instantly gained 30 pounds. Because just like, you know, Korean food versus fast food is just different.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't eating a lot of bread. I wasn't eating none of that shit. You know, and then when I introduced bread and burger, and I actually didn't eat really beef until later on in my life. Really, remember?
Yeah.
That shit made me gain like 40, 50 pounds instantly. 30, 40, 50 pounds or something like that.
Dang, son. I'll tell you this. Like, my mom... You know, of course, my mom loved to cook. She loved food. Mm. She loved cooking Thai food all the time. And just really, like, she would make me good, Caucasoid food as well. Also, that's not some white people get offended when you say Caucasoid. That's literally a
scientific term.
Yeah, Caucasoid. We are Mongoloids. Mm-hmm. That shit, right? But anyways, it just sounds funny. But my mom would do the occasional, like, you know, make me I used to love, like, it was almost like a katsu situation, but she would do like a breaded pork for me all the time. Broccoli, she would get me to eat broccoli by melt, and I do this with Veda, melt Kraft single cheese on broccoli. That was my shit as a kid.
My mom would do tomatoes and sugar on top of it.
Good?
Don't make that face.
Is it good? I'm just curious.
That is not a curious face. This is your face right now. Good. You gave me the Thai scowl.
This is one of those things I'm not familiar with.
So I didn't eat bananas, Dorito chips, and Kraft singles, Doug.
You see this face? Oh. That sounds great.
But good.
I mean, I've never heard that.
Tasty, huh?
Is that a Korean thing or is that your mom thing?
You know whose parents did that as well? It was fucking Sergio.
Really?
Yeah, we would take tomatoes and put sugar on it.
Oh, well, I guess that makes sense because tomatoes, like...
It's sweet if you get a good one.
Right. And then I guess it would just kind of heighten the sweetness.
I loved it. It was tasty. It was fucking tasty.
Did you ever do I know some people would do like fucking tomato sandwiches, like literally just tomatoes and white bread.
When it's tomato season.
Yeah.
And it's coming up now when it gets really hot.
Mm-hmm.
You get an heirloom tomato dog, sprinkle a little fucking flaky salt dog, a little cracked pepper dog. Make a delicious tomato sandwich. No bacon needed.
I can see how if you have a really solid tomato, maybe just like a little mayo, a little white bread, a little seasoning, a little salt and pepper. Is like
QP mayo? Bro.
I can see how that would work.
It hits so fucking hard.
Because I used to hate tomatoes as a little kid. I hated them. But, you know, you get older And you know, like when I was a little kid, I hated tomatoes, onions, mushrooms. You know, now like, yeah, pile that shit on, right?
Yeah, I wonder what happens too. Like, what changed for us? Because I know I used to be a lot pickier when I was younger.
Yeah.
Then after a while, I was like, I kind of like this.
Tomatoes was a texture thing for me. I think that was it. Mushrooms and tomatoes were texture for me.
That weird slimy jelly thing in the inside.
Yeah, I would literally, my mom would make me eat the tomato and whatever was going on, and I would have to like. Like that, you know what I'm saying?
It's also because we're eating tomatoes out of season and it's not good. When you have heirloom tomatoes, it's like none of that gel stuff is in there for a lot of them, and it's just all meat inside and little seeds.
And those fucking little grape tomatoes, I pop those motherfuckers like they're M&M's, dog.
I'll bring over my tomatoes to you, dog. It's gonna hit hard, kid.
Please do.
Oh, let me tell you something, man. I think if I join a gang, I would definitely be a Crip. I love that word, cuh. It's so fun to say.
Blood is pretty satisfying as well.
Oh, blood is also satisfying. Yes, it is. Oh, dog. But I feel like blood is just like, some people would just say that as in family, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, they're like, what's up, blood? I would hear that shit so much growing up. And then it would interchangeably be out. Maybe it's because they influenced everybody else. But when people say, oh, that's right, blood is very satisfying.
But if you do crip life, you won't be able to eat those tomatoes anymore.
Oh, it's too red. Oh my God.
I'm not gonna lie. Like growing up, you know, like Long Beach, like, you know, I wasn't around that shit in Long Beach because I was like, I moved out of Long Beach when I was like 10, right? So I wasn't around a lot of like Long Beach gangsters as I got older. Like,
good.
So when I went to Paramount, you know, it was a lot of Samoans and they're mostly like Bloods, you know? Or they'll claim Bloods. But it was a lot of like dudes that were talking that Crip shit too at Paramount. And so just kind of instantly, you know, naturally when you are around that, even if you're not like affiliated, when you're drunk especially, oh my, I used to cuss so much when I was drunk, bro. Like, oh, you not trying to fuck, cuz? No, I'm just kidding.
It's like the thing too, it's like you are a part, no matter if you were geeky, nerdy, whatever, because it's a part of your environment, it's a part of your vernacular, which is so interesting, right? Because now it really is a choice for people who don't live in those neighborhoods because you hear it through pop culture. And so it would kind of trip me out when I would hear kids who didn't grow up around any of this stuff and they would say, I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Like it's a part of your vernacular, but it's because of the internet.
Yeah.
Right?
And here's what's annoying about that. Like, me and Rick will always used to get irritated by this. And it's like a little thing to get irritated by. But, you know, of course, you go up around, like, you know, Crips and shit. It's like, the joke is that, you know, or like, the joke is like, you take some the C's and switch them to B's. Like, oh, let me get a boplet bit bookie, blood. You know what I'm saying?
What's
like
bracken?
Yeah, shit like that, right? You change it all the C's to B's. It's funny. But then when that joke kind of became a meme for these like social media kids, they wouldn't realize it was like BC shit. So they'd be like, oh yeah, nah, it was bracket blood. I'm just watching Bellavision. But like, that's not the joke. That doesn't make sense. You know?
You guys gotta ruin everything, man.
They gotta ruin fucking everything, man.
That's not supposed to be. It's because Bloods shouldn't say anything with the C because their rival gang is a Crips, right? It's fun. It's not funny. It's fascinating watching it go down. Like that guy C-Mac.
Yeah.
I used to watch that guy so fucking much.
Did you?
Because like the first 3 or 4 months I was watching him, it was really hard for me to understand him because... And I would be so amazed how he doesn't slip up. How the fuck do you not slip up at least once? As when he's talking for 15 minutes straight. Like, that's a talent. Or you're crazy.
That's his life, bro.
Dude, he's half Samoan, half black. He's actually Asian. Which is crazy. Big ass dude. I love watching that foot. Hey, what up, cat? 5'5". Was it 5'5" Crip? I'm like, oh, I love it so much. One of my buddies got, what do you call those things where they shout you out?
A cameo.
Yeah, he got me a cameo from him. She's fucking tight, dude. It's so dope, dude.
Come on.
Happy C Day is what he says.
Happy C Day, cuz. Let me see. I got you some more. I get a bunch of random Taco Bell here.
Oh, there's more stuff.
Yo, I got a bunch of random stuff. You know, speaking of our parents,
put this fruit into your thing is hella good.
Oh, look at you. You so fancy. Would you be at the spa and shit? Get some fucking fruit infused water.
Hey, man, you know how I do it, dog.
I used to, my parents actually, we used to go to junk food spots pretty often. Because, like, if my mom wasn't cooking, she did not feel like cooking, you know? So it was like my dad would come home with a fucking box of Church's chicken or, you know, and I've talked about this before, you know, when McDonald's was doing the 29-cent, 39-cent hamburger cheeseburgers. I do believe it was like 39-cent cheeseburger Wednesdays and like 29-cent hamburger Sundays.
Something like that,
right? Yeah. My family, we would go order the max, which was like 20.
Get all freezer time.
Yes, bro. And I would literally, you know, me, like, my parents were working. I would fucking, and this might be where I learned to really finesse my leftovers, bro. Because I would take the little fucking hamburgers that were in the fridge for, like, that week. I would throw a fucking, I'll get a Kraft cheese, melt it on the fucking hamburger in the microwave, add my little condiments, add a little lettuce. And I have fucking gourmet, dog. A little gourmet McDonald's hamburger, dude. Bro. Gourmet, bro. That was our shit, dog. McDonald's. Fucking KFC, Church's.
Church's is so good, dog. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've talked about this so many times, but there's so. Oh, you know what I had recently that changed my mind?
What?
So I have repeatedly shitted on Jollibee.
What?
I've had it three times, and every time I had it, soggy as shit, just whack as fuck.
Were you getting the spicy, though?
Both. So what I found out, it wasn't Jollibee's fault. It's that one specific Jollibee in K-Town that fucking sucks.
Really?
So I got Jollibees from... What you doing here, man?
I'm putting my crunchy...
What you doing here,
my
man?
My crunchy Sabritone chip. I was trying to do it quietly, too. I was like, I put my spicy Sabritone chip in my little fucking chalupa here.
What?
Because it's kind of... The chalupa itself is a little soggy. Or it's soft. You know what I'm saying? So I need a little texture in there.
Oh, stop playing with me, kid. Soft taco?
Just trying to have this balupa, bro.
That sounds so bad, dude.
Get us some balupas from Taco Bell, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, dude, my favorite thing was him trying to order, what was it again? It was like, let me get, he was like trying to get five shrimps or French fries, but he kept on calling it like, French fives or some shit. I don't know what, but he kept on confusing the waitress. She was so fucking confused because he wouldn't stop doing the lingo, but she can't understand what the fuck he said. It was so fucking hilarious.
You were watching his show with China Mac or what?
No, it was just him on his own.
Mm. Oh. Throw the Sabritone in there, dog. I'm spilling tomatoes all over the floor. Sorry about it, Studio 71.
I like Studio 71, man. They be treating us really nice, dude. Mm-hmm. Shout outs to Studio 71. You guys have never failed us. Fantastic communication, dude. Mm-hmm. Great place.
Shout out to Brian Lieberman, my guy. All right. You were in the middle of telling me something. What was it?
I forgot.
KFC. Oh, yeah. Jollibee.
So... Buddy Gilbert for a UFC fight brings over Jollibees. And I'm like, oh, God, I don't fucking like Jollibee or whatever. Brings it over. Fucking delicious.
Yeah, dog.
I'm like, what the fuck? I ate Jollibee 3 at the same. He got it at a different location.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking delicious, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Their little cheap gravy thing, dipping in it. Yo, I was like, this is fucking hella good.
Yeah, dog.
So that Jollibee in K-Town fucked me over. They almost ruined their whole reputation for me.
What was not good about it?
It was soggy. Every time it was soggy.
The chicken?
Yeah. This Jollibee, crispy as fuck.
Bro, you get that fucking spicy chicken joy, dip it in that gravy?
Crazy.
With the adobo rice? Popping, man.
Crazy.
There was these, I saw this TikTok that went kind of viral of this couple. They were trying some food. Dude was taking the Jollibee skin off the chicken, the chicken skin. Filling it with the adobo rice and then putting gravy on it.
Very good, dude.
Man, look, I love... Oh, yeah. And it was a black dude reacting to it. He was like, did these Asians just out N-word me?
That's hella funny.
But yeah, man, I think the first time I actually had Jollibee chicken was with when I did that mukbang with Sweetie. And and John... of Subplot, you know, he was telling me, he was like, oh, make sure you get the adobo rice, blah, blah, blah. And granted, I think they must give a little extra love and attention to the spicy or something like that, because the spicy Jollibee compared to the regular Jollibee chicken is just like is like way better to me. It was like crispier.
It has some heat to it too. Like legit heat.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
It's fucking good, man. Like I had it left over and I threw it in the oven to re-crisp it up.
Yeah.
Fucking delicious, man.
Hell yeah.
And then I just dipped it in that gravy and I just man, I was like, I went my whole life hating on Jollibees for like, not my whole life, so what, that's like 10 years plus.
Yeah.
Cause look, I tried it 3 times and I hated it. They did me wrong, dude. Y'all need to go do corporate shit and fly to the one in K-Town and fix their shit.
Mm.
Cause they're misrepresenting Jollibees. It is delicious.
You know, the Filipino spaghetti is still, you know, like I still, you know, I'm kind of, I don't know how to feel about it every time I have it.
You know why I like it?
Why?
Cause what does it taste like?
Ketchup. Yeah. Love ketchup. That's right.
If you're not a ketchup lover, you're going to hate Filipino spaghetti.
I do love ketchup, but I think the sweetness just, you know, it hit me a little.
Oh, it's up there.
I didn't know what to expect, so it hit me a little funny the first time. But, like, I'm down to try it again now that I kind of understand how it works, you know?
They use banana ketchup, sugar. Yeah. It's a lot of sugar in there, so it's definitely something that I grew up on.
Yeah.
So.
Ketchup? Specifically, or Filipino spaghetti?
Filipino spaghetti.
Really?
Every family party, dude. All my friends would invite us over. We had that. And my mom, in her spaghetti sauce, would always put ketchup in it.
Interesting.
I don't know why, but I feel like it's that Korean thing of adding, like, that vinegar kick to it.
Yeah, and I'm not mad because sometimes people will use ketchup in, I think, pad thai.
Yeah.
So it's like, it wasn't that it was a flavor I wasn't used to. I just wasn't ready.
Yeah, when my mom put ketchup in her shit, I was so used to that when I went to Filipino family parties. I was like, oh, this tastes like my mom's spaghetti. Like, your mom makes Filipino spaghetti? I was like, oh, I didn't know that was a Filipino thing.
Interesting.
My mom just liked ketchup in it. So that was like her thing that she enjoyed.
She's like, and then you go to your mom's recipe book and it's just Jollibee.
Yeah, like, oh, God damn it, dude. My mom was next level with some of her food, man. I appreciate all the stuff that she's done, dude. Like, when I look at, when I go to other people's houses and I eat their parents' food, I'm like, damn, man, you guys suffered hard because your parents can't fucking cook for shit.
I told you, man. I'm ready for your mom to go over to your house, and I want that beef soup that you found disgusting growing up. I want that shit.
You'll fucking love it. I hate it, but you'll love it.
I want it.
It's just a Korean feast. When Joe came over, because he was driving around California just to do like a all-around California trip, he came and I told mom, like, Joe's going to stay with us for a couple of days. She goes, yeah. She fucking cooked like there was 40 people coming, dude. So much fucking food. It was the shit.
Yeah.
That's why I like it when people come. Because my mom, like, she whips it out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I went to your house, dog, that shit was crazy. I'm like, am I at a Thai restaurant?
I know.
It's wild, dude.
And here's the thing, too. It's so funny. My mom, she always used to do that. Like, when I have friends over, she would make sure, like, the presentation was crazy. Like, it was at a fucking restaurant. But that was before social media, bro. Mm-hmm. Now that she knows I might potentially post this shit on Instagram or crazy. YouTube, she'd be like, before we eat, look, you know, a lot of times when we eat at my house, like, me and Chia's house, we just leave all the food on the kitchen island. We scoop the shit there and then bring it to the table to eat, right? My mom, she's like, hey, clear the table. Get rid of Veda's toys so we can put all the food on the table. And she'd be like, did you take a picture yet? Did you take a picture before we eat? I'm like, all right.
It's her joy. It's a part of her, dude.
Yeah.
Like, when I saw her put it out, because you know when people come over, you kind of just make the food.
Yeah.
Dude, it was presented. I ate so much food that day, and there was still like 8,000 pounds of food left.
Because
I was like, oh, I'm going to do work. It's impossible.
When my mom, if I have homies coming over, look, when it's just for me and Chia, my mom would already cook way too much food, right? Like, and I know I'm eating fucking kapow and like garlic noodles for like the next week, you know what I'm saying? But like, oh, yeah, bruh. When it's like homies coming over, oh, it's like, mom, are you cooking for Thanksgiving? Like, yeah. It's literally just David.
She's like, he's really fat.
She's like, I watched the video.
I watched the videos. He doesn't have portion control. Which even, like I said, even for me, I was trying. And it was hard. I couldn't do it. I'm like, I'm here to the brim. And there was still like, you could probably feed another like 10 people.
Well, delicious. I'm going to call my mom and we'll be right back.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle.
You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You've had the in-laws.
My in-laws were in town, yeah. Just chilling, hanging out, catching up with the babies. Chia's dad cooked some homemade injera sauce like he always does.
Of course.
Super bomb. Her dad is just a very sweet
Both
man.
Both the parents are just so sweet, dude.
I know. They're so nice.
They're just the best.
Her dad, I couldn't even ever imagine her dad getting mad. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's that type of guy. Super calm. He fucking thinks I'm hilarious, which is great. And he always, he loves Hennessy. So, you know, mind you, I've been off the Hennessy for a while, ever since I switched to the bougie tequilas, right? But that man loves, he like, you know, his drink is Hennessy, ice, and ginger ale, of course, fucking Canadian. So we always get some, I get some Canada Dry, and I always make sure I have a bottle of Hennessy ready for him. And he comes over, he'll cook some injera, and I'm like, all right, you want some? And he calls it Hennessy. That's how he says it.
Really?
And yeah, I was like, you ready? You want some wine or something? He's like, I could do some Hennessy tonight. I'm like, all right, cool. Let's get the Hennessy out, right?
Suddenly, I don't like him.
Super nice guy, man. And him and Veda are just like best friends, bro. I always tell Chia, I'm sure I've said this before, but like, they're so close. I feel like in a past life, they were like either like married or siblings something. Or something, dog, because from the jump, when Veda was just a baby, she was like close to him, clung to him, like what, like loved him, you know what I'm saying? And even to this day, like that's her guy, you know what I'm saying? If I was to die,
if you and your father-in-law are hanging off a cliff. Veda's tiny little head.
Oh, man.
Veda's just.
Not gonna lie.
You might have to die.
I might have to say my fucking, my last, what do people do before they die?
Final wishes?
Yeah, I might have to say my goodbyes, bro. I don't have faith that it's gonna be me. Yeah.
She just starts peeling off your fingers.
Baby, he's lived. He's lived his life already. He's lived already.
Too heavy.
Oh, please, no. Sorry.
You make me brush my teeth. Oh, dude, the other day. Now, okay, look, Veda's been very, very attached to me lately, loving me up, wants me to, like, do everything.
Oh, I know. When we were trying to leave for the shoot, she was not trying to let you go, man.
I know. It makes me so sad because she's so, like, just aware of shit now. You know, she's growing. She's becoming more, like, emotionally intelligent. So she understands that I'm leaving for work. Daddy, no, can you just stay for 5 more minutes? Yeah. She'll say shit like that, right? But the other day, it was me and the nanny. Shout out to Irene, our nanny, and Veda's like, and I'm like, all right, mama, who do you want to put you to for bedtime, for stories, for nap time, daddy or Irene? She's like, Irene. I'm like, that's cool. And I was like, all right, mama, well, give me a kiss. Have a good night. And then she like kind of puts her head down, all sad. And then she looks at me. She's like, I love Irene more than you.
What the fuck?
And I was like, unnecessary, okay, not uncalled for, that's cool.
I bitch.
Yeah. okay. And I literally just bought her a little purple unicorn ball from the store.
It's like that? All right.
I was like, Veda, I just bought you this ball. And she smiled, she gave me a kiss, and that was it.
Oh, yeah, it's like that, huh?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. Well, guess what? Next time, daddy, you say 5 more minutes, I go, no.
No.
And I leave.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm out of there.
And then when you look at the window and you're like this and you're crying, daddy's gonna do this.
That's right. That.
Get the yeah.
Guess what? Daddy's gonna go grab some milk and never come back. How you like that? Have fun with the nanny and mommy.
pack of cigarettes, excuse me. And then, you know what's so funny? I watched a few documentaries where apparently that pack of cigarettes thing is like a legit thing. Like, people would do that. Like, I heard a couple of times where they're, I forgot what doc it was, but it was about like this girl whose father ended up turning out to be like a serial killer. But then she mentioned, oh yeah, my dad, like he said he was getting a pack of cigarettes and he just never came back. I'm like, oh, is that a legit thing that people would do?
I mean, it must have started somewhere.
Yeah, it's like legitimate. Then I heard somebody else say it too. It's like my father said he was going to go to the convenience store and he just never came back. Back in the day, it was so easy to abandon your family.
Yeah, right? No social media.
You could just fucking
no
leave.
No cell phones.
Yeah.
You could literally just leave.
How are you going to fucking track them? How? They're just gone.
That's so sad, dog.
I was just like, oh, this is a legitimate thing. I'm going to go get a pack of cigarettes, and then they never come back.
Go find a new life somewhere else.
How fucking nuts is that?
You could literally go 20 minutes away.
Yeah, and they would never know.
Yeah.
I think that there was a story about that, too, where there was a guy who found out that his parents were living across the street, his real parents.
What?
Yeah. I forgot. I can't remember, but you guys could look that up. But they found out that his biological parents were in the same neighborhood.
Oh, shit.
Fucking nuts. Could you imagine how fucking weird that is? They're watching you grow up their whole life, but they never told you.
That's why I watch Catfish now. I'm like, how is this show still a thing? How do y'all not figure this out? Because it's always like, yeah, I've been talking to him for 6 months, and he says his webcam's broken, so we can't, like, I can't, that's why I can't see his face. And it's like, what?
Please.
What are you talking about?
I mean, look, in college, there was this dude, and I still find him fucking hilarious till this day. He got caught cheating on his girlfriend with the person through, I think it was World of Warcraft. So he was playing games and like they were doing raids together. I think that's what's called raids.
Yeah.
And they, he was like flirting with this person through the game, right? Don't know how they met or whatever, if they're doing raids or not, but within the game of World of Warcraft, they're chopping it up. And he would like talk to her during class. And like, I was friends with his girlfriend as well. And then she told me like, he's cheating on me. I was like, with who? I was like, with this person that he's gaming with. I'm like, this is the fucking wackest thing I've ever heard in my life. And then she found his phone and like copied all the photos and stuff that they're sending each other and the messages and send it. She showed me, I'm looking at it and I'm like, that's not a real person. And she's like, what do you mean? I was like, because she's sending him photos of, hey, this is me, but it's like a group photo. He doesn't know who she is. He's getting catfished and he's so fucking stupid. He doesn't fucking know. So not only did you get caught cheating, you got caught cheating to some fucking African prince somewhere. Like, you fucking idiot. It's how embarrassing is that?
Bro, let me tell you, early internet was crazy.
It was nuts.
So for the longest time, MySpace days, there's more in there. I thought I was communicating with.
Too heavy.
Do you remember?
I can't eat that.
Just take a bite. Do you remember Ramiel? American Idol?
Yes.
Singer.
Yes.
I thought I was talking to her on MySpace for so long and everything checked out. Like, I would go to her tagged photos, the tagged photos would be like, of her and a friend. I would go to the friend seemed legit. And it was like, everything seemed to, like all my cross references seemed legit.
And you double check, triple check?
I double check shit. And this person really felt like it was Ramiel, okay? And I even specifically one time, I Googled the American Idol tour. Oh, if y'all don't know who I'm talking about, Filipino singer, she was on American Idol. She was great, super cute.
I need to look up what she looks like now.
And so I Googled American Idol tour. It was like, the tour is in like Wisconsin right now, right? And then so we would talk on the phone. And I'm like, what you up to? She's like, oh, nothing. I'm just, you know, doing the show in Wisconsin right now, blah, blah, blah. And all the dates lined up, everything checked out, right? Until fucking a couple years later, they used to do this show called FAP, F-A-P.
Ew.
Yeah, I forgot what it stood for actually, but and then
she was so cute.
I was super cute. I was at a FAP show in San Diego, and Ramiel was there, and I was like, "Yo, it's so crazy that like you know it's nice to finally meet you after like talking to you like online on the phone." She was like, "What?
Wow!"
And I'm like, "Nah, because we talked through MySpace and we exchanged numbers." She's like, "No, that wasn't me." I was like, "What?
What the fuck? How good is this person?
Dog, so good. They literally even sent me like." A photo bucket link to like pictures that were like kind of not like nudes, but like kind of risque-ish, not really. But I guess like maybe her shit got leaked or something like that. I'm not sure, bro. But it was like this person was full out catfishing me. Unless it was her and she was like embarrassed and was just, you know, I don't know what you're talking about, dude. But to my, as far as I know, I got catfished by a fake Ramiel.
Wow, dude.
Yeah.
Maybe that was her though.
Man.
And she's like, I'm so embarrassed.
Who knows? Man.
I can't believe I did that.
It was some fucking YouTube boy.
I remember Ramiel because now she had like that that Karen haircut. In American Idol, where it was like that shit was popular back in the day.
Yes, the kind of poof with the
With the thing. Yeah, that was her thing. I was like, ooh, look at this cute little Filipino girl with the Karen haircut.
Yeah, you know who else had that? Fucking Aaron Paula, Rin on the Rocks. They also had that. I remember a little bump poof situation. Yeah, Ramiel, man. But then we ended up being cool in real life. But that was it was weird to think. That was my first time. I felt like, oh shit, I got cat. This was before catfishing was even a term, dog. Yeah,
they used to do all that. I mean, there was like a. Did you ever have somebody in high school that got caught, like a teacher?
Got caught doing what? Like messing with a teacher?
Chatting with like students, like online and shit.
No, but I didn't. I know, but I knew a girl who was like actually messing around with a teacher.
There was a girl that was a part of JROTC.
Okay,
and then listen. I always thought it was funny how this girl was like, she would just have so many medals on her, right? And I'm like, how the fuck? This girl's like elite. She's like up there. And everybody kind of thought that, right?
Yeah.
So she actually got caught hooking up with a JROTC like leader or teacher at this park next to my house. They were smashing.
What?
In the morning before school.
Oh, shit. Yeah, son, this is high school?
This was high school, dude. Damn. It was like all over the news.
That's crazy.
And it was just like, dude, what in the fuck? And you know, they kind of unveiled like all their conversations and everything else, but he was like smashing. I got in trouble because she's a little Asian girl and I said that he was smashing her mooncakes. And then, you know, teachers don't find that funny, but all my friends did. So he was smashing those mooncakes, dude. She got caught and it was just like, dude, this is fucking nuts. In my same school, my brother's year, there was a teacher who was like sexting a high school student from another county and they decided to meet up, but it was like a hit type of thing. And so he got caught by like the sheriff's department and everything.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And it's just like, dude, there's predators out there, bro. It's fucking nuts, man. It's scary to have a kid, dude.
I know.
My favorite videos are the ones where the parents set up like a guy in a van. It's like, hey, why don't you come in? And the kid comes in and it's their parents in the van. Why would you do this? Why would you jump in a van with a stranger? I don't know.
I just wanted candy.
You're 18. Why'd you buy your own candy?
Okay, I'm lying. I just wanted penis.
I know.
I had a PE teacher, a lady. And I remember she gave me a compliment one day. She was like, she's like, oh yeah, no, you and she's like, oh yeah, you're very handsome, Tim. You're very handsome. I was like, oh, thank you. I'm not gonna say her name, but I was like, thank you. And I was like, so Miss Sabertones, we would have hooked up back then or what? Right?
Oh,
just messing around, PE teacher. She's like, well, Tim, you know, back then I was what you kids might call a hoe. And we died.
That's so fucking funny, dude. Yo, shout outs to those type of teachers, man, that just, they knew how to joke around, man.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, shout out to Michelle, the girl who farted in PE and made me die laughing. Man, doing crunches that early in the morning in an auditorium where it echoes and you fart that loud. I've never seen a PE teacher laugh so hard in my life.
Farts are the best.
Dude, so fucking
I gotta put you on this Instagram account I follow. It's just farts. But before I tell you that, I had a
this follows. This was fucking up my algorithm.
Don't make me forget. Wait, I had a teacher. He used to fuck around, joke around with everybody, talk shit, and he ended up actually he had to leave his job because somebody like really got offended by a joke he made. Because he used to fuck around. He used to make like race jokes, sex jokes, specifically one time, and everyone would fuck with him, especially the high school kids. I mean, the summer school kids, because, you know, we're in summer school, we're all fucking around, right?
Yeah, that's not real teaching.
Yeah, no one gave a shit. So I remember one time specifically, this chola girl was talking to, I forget his name, he was so cool, this white guy. She was like, nah, you're gay, that's why, you're gay. And then and the teacher's like, you calling me gay? He's like, do you have sex right now? We have sex right now. This is in class, dude. And he was so funny, bro.
That's so fucking funny.
Someone got fucking offended, and like one day I went in to visit him. I had had his class, and I went in to visit, just say, what's up? I was like, what's up, man? What's going on? He's like, I'm leaving this week. Someone got offended at a joke I made. I
was That's so stupid, dude. It's
and like, this was way back, bro. This was before, you know, people were really getting offended off of shit,
look,
you know?
It's like that. So I had an AP English teacher that I visited. He was like the best. And he used to always make fun of me all the time. And I used to make jokes in class. Mm-hmm. I used to like him because I would make jokes. He would like try not to laugh because he's trying to be very serious. But he would crack up. And so this was his last year teaching and he was retiring a little early. I go in. There's a kid that turns in his paper because he wants to be in AP English. You have to write a letter or whatever, or essay or some shit. Mm-hmm. He reads it. He goes, hey, so you should probably invest in a computer or something because who the hell's going to read this shit? Busted up laughing, right? I'm cracking up. The kid looks at him and storms out. And he goes, this is why I'm retiring. He goes, like, these fucking kids, like, I'm joking. And I'm like, dog, he's like, did that kid get mad? He goes, yeah. I was like, dude, that shit was fucking funny. He used to bust my balls worse than that. He goes, I know. That's why I'm done teaching. Like, I can't do this. Like, these kids are no fun. They're so sensitive.
Yeah.
Like, how can you, what the fuck? Like, I was shocked that the kid got mad and stormed out.
I'll tell you how different school was, bro, back in the day. I remember I had a kid in my honors English class. He fucking walked. It was Halloween costume day. This fool dressed as Hitler.
Wow.
For costume day. Came in, fucking trench coat, little Hitler mustache. And our honors English teacher, Miss Himmel, she was Jewish. This fool walks in. She was like, get out. He walked out. And then he fucking walked out. But she was like, you know, I mean, that was Josh's choice. If he wants to dress like that, I just wasn't going to have it in my classroom. But that was he's free to dress however he wants.
Yeah.
And just, no one made a stink about it.
Yeah, she's not in my class.
Yeah, she's like, get out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it would have turned into some shit nowadays. Oh, understandably. But still, shit was different, you know?
Yeah, there's going to be a big hubbub about everything now. Yeah. But, like, I definitely miss those days where these teachers would just, like, roast you, have a good time. And, dude, that teacher used to call me David Slow. Which was so fucking funny, man. I used to crack me the fuck up. He loved me because this one time, like, we were supposed to do we have, like, a communications part where we public speak, where we do, like, we're supposed to do either an original writing that we did, like, a page and we present it, or we could do poetry. Mm. And, like, I didn't want to do this assignment, but I needed the grade, so I did a poetry. I just did it about, like, I don't know, like, fast food. And he fucking loved it because he was like, hey, he's creative. I fucking enjoyed it. But, like, those type of teachers are special because we remember them for the rest of our lives. Mm-hmm. And albeit I wasn't a good student, but I was a good student in that class because of him.
Wow, you've been doing spoken word since then, huh?
Oh, yeah, you know what I mean? Taco Bell!
Whoa.
Can't you tell? Taco Shell. I hold it inside. Protect me in my armadillo shell.
Whoa, armadillo. Armadillo. Amarillo. Chelada y piña. Colada, lada,
money,
lotto, ticket. I got the golden ticket. Willy Wonka, Charlie, cheer up, Charlie. Are you sad? Don't cry. Tears from my eyes like I got chili pepper in them. Super hot sabretones. Watch your tone, eh?
Okay, that's very good. Hey, let me tell you something, man. You next leveled that one. That was multiple languages, different parts of the country. You went from Mexico to Canada. Wow.
Little dudes. Oh, shit, I got sauce on it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I have to really keep these in good condition, too, because Veda loves it. Like, she took a nap with one the other day. She calls it, she's like, so she usually sleeps with this thing called, like, Kitty. And she'll be like, she's like, I want to nap with Kitty. But the other day, she's like, I want to nap with little daddy. She calls it little daddy.
What if she grabs my doll, starts sleeping with it, and then you take it out of her hand while she's sleeping?
Like, sorry, honey, little daddy got some barbecue sauce on it. little David got some barbecues on it.
Yeah. Don't worry. She just goes, you just take it out of her hand? No, you like daddy doll, don't you?
She said, no.
No.
I love Irene more than you.
That's wild. She's fucking honest, at least. Huh? Ugh,
now my beanie smells like ranch.
Oh, dude. You might have to wash that. Ranch is kind of...
All right. All right, guys, thanks for watching another episode of Dills Behind the Foods. Make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe. Make sure you pick up our new little dolls here. Link in the bio for description for the bio of the link of the bio. 15% off if you buy both of them, because why wouldn't you want both of them? Thank you for watching, and I'm Tim Chantharong, too.
And I'm David Slow.
Bye. Yo, it's the dudes behind the food.